BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A construction worker has been killed in a structural collapse at a shopping centre in Springfield Park in Durban's Umgeni area. It's understood at this stage that a construction team were working on a scaffolding this morning when it gave way. Emergency workers say five of them fell about 6 metres to the ground. ALS paramedic Gareth Jameson says the man, believed to be in his 40s, was declared dead at the scene.
The remaining four patients had sustained injuries ranging from moderate to critical. And one stabilised on scene by advanced life support paramedics, they were transported to the Ahmed Al-Qadi Private Hospital for the urgent care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the falls is unknown. However, SAPS is in attendance and will be investigating further.
The trial of three men accused of the murder of eThekwini Metro Police Officer Errol Ogle is being heard in the Durban High Court. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is there.
Officer Errol Ogle was gunned down almost 2 years ago while trying to stop a truck that was driving against traffic on the Hans Dieckmann Highway. He was unaware that the vehicle was being hijacked. Seconds later, Ogle was shot. Sabelo Ncube, Nzomuhle Gamide and Pakamani Mpamanza were arrested days later. They're facing charges of murder, armed robbery, hijacking and kidnapping. A fourth suspect, believed to be the shooter, is still at large. During testimony last year, a witness told the court he gave the men a lift from Mlazi after their promised to pay him 1,000 rand. He says he overheard them discussing plans to hijack a truck during the drive. Trial is now underway. Lon Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And the Department of Higher Education says Minister Nobutle Ngqabane has formally engaged with Advocate Terry Matau. This comes after Matau rejected Nkabane's claims that he chaired an independent advisory panel tasked with recommending chairpersons for CETA. The minister has been under pressure to reveal the panel that was involved in the selection process amid allegations of corruption and nepotism. Newswatch's Selaki Ledwaba has more.
The appointed chair boards received backlash from some political parties and the Portfolio Committee for Higher Education. They accused the minister of nepotism and lack of transparency in the process. Ngqabane has since withdrawn the appointments and retracted a previous statement that alluded to Mutau's involvement. The minister says she has further undertaken to formally brief the Portfolio Committee of Higher Education on the recent events.
And on the international front, Donald Trump's announcement of a ceasefire appears to have eased oil investors, with prices falling back to levels last seen before Israel struck Iran. Costs hit a five-month high yesterday, compounded by threats Iran could block a major shipping route. They've since fallen in morning trading. Israel and Iran have now both accused each other of violating the ceasefire just hours after it was announced. At the same time, Iran's foreign minister says his country's attack on a U.S. airbase in Qatar was not against its Gulf neighbor, but an act of self-defense after the U.S. strikes on its nuclear sites. Your top story this hour: a construction worker has been killed in a structural collapse at a shopping centre in Springfield Park. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.